Right now, universities get a certain amount of money if they perform well on a series of standards, like retention rates, affordability, and graduation rates. Graduation rates right now are based on how long it's supposed to take to complete a degree program plus 50% more time. So a bachelor's degree is supposed to take 4 years, but students have 6 years before college gets penalized. This bill wants to shrink that grace period for measuring a college's performance, back to the set time for the degree. 4 years for a bachelor's, 2 years for associates, and so on. Colleges with a lot of students who might work full-time or don't take a full course load aren't so happy about this, and they're worried they could lose out on money. So Democratic Senator Jeff Clemons from Palm Beach County tried to introduce an amendment to soften that blow.
Senator Clemons, having closed on his amendment, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
No.
The amendment's not adopted. Read the next amendment.
And then Senator Gary Farmer from Broward County introduced a different amendment.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The amendment is not adopted.
And another from Farmer.
The amendment is not adopted.
The three amendments didn't have Republican backing and didn't really have a chance. The votes weren't even counted. The Senate package has one final vote. A similar bill in the House has yet to be voted on. I'm Wilson Sayre in Tallahassee.